Brighton Festival 2018.
We did touch on Saturday evening and Travis Alabanza. And Travis make their Brighton Festival debut with a festival commission called Before I Step Outside, You Love Me. Billed as an evening of black trans poetics with soundscapes, projections and animation, the show is for one night only at the Brighthelm Centre. Using the medium of Skype, I asked Travis just what treats will be on offer to the audience.
So what we've done for the Brighton Festival is that they've brought in an opening artist as well. So we've got Sabira, who's like a local artist of Brighton, like a 15-minute opening act. And then I've also collaborated with Daniel Braithwaite-Shirley, who's doing some animation for the show. And we have a post-show discussion led by Chloe Fulani, who's a black trans activist.
Are all of the artists involved black trans artists?
Yes.
So how would you sell the show to the likes of me, white middle-aged, slightly older than middle-aged maybe, I don't know, depends what middle-age is these days, white lesbian, and other such non-black trans people. What's on offer?
I'd say that's exactly the selling point. I think that the point of art is to often see different perspectives, and sometimes I think in the culture at the moment where we are seeing all these things online, seeing all these things spoken about, sometimes art can be a really nice way into someone's world that feels more accessible, more creative, safer as such than the internet and these things. I love when I do my shows and I see an audience that doesn't always reflect me entirely, because it means that I'm being able to talk to people that maybe this is the first time they're meeting someone like me, the first time they're hearing these views. I think the show definitely isn't just defined to like black transness. It's talking about going outside, and I think that's something that so many of us, if not most of us, experience.
You're talking about the visuals as well. Are the visuals working with the vocal work?
Yeah, I've performed in Brighton quite a few times, and I was in the Fringe last year, and I've always kind of been at the Marlborough. People are used to that and seen that, and the festival contacted me this year and was like, we want to do something different, we want to lift it and make it something different to last time when people love and are familiar with your work in the younger queer scene, but we want to bring something new. And I said, oh, I really want to play around with film, and I've been loving collaborating with someone that makes really amazing animation, and so a lot of the show will be kind of like theatrically lifted by a really big projection screen that I'm performing in front of. Sometimes the performance switches just to the film, so it's kind of like mixing between the two of like live performance and film.
It says in the festival program of the piece, it's you exploring what it is to be harassed and stared at and surviving. And having just sort of watched a quick clip of you performing at the Tate, where you were talking within that about breaking gender binaries being a lonely move, how much does sadness go through your work?
Now I'm cringing at that video. That's like 2 years, 2.5 years old, or 3 years.
My lots apologies for no, the lack of recent research, so bring me up to date.
Lots has changed since then, and I think sadness is like natural. I think when someone exists in a body that's policed and harassed in lots of ways, sadness is always going to be present. But I think for me, in the way my practice has developed, is I'm looking for other ways to interestingly put across these points. So a lot of my show is actually, you know, there's 20 minutes of improvisation in the middle of my show where I talk about current topics, current affairs. It kind of sometimes has felt like a stand-up gig, where for me, it's about showing joy and laughter in there too. And connecting with other trans and queer people in the room, such a heightened time at the moment to be trans in the UK, that if I was just to spend an hour plumbing in this trauma and sadness, I think I would be exhausted, and I would probably think the other trans people in the room would be exhausted. I think a lot of this work, it is like sadness is at its root, but maybe anger is what comes through more, just wanting something better for us and our community.
And there's strength in anger rather than sadness being less proactive as a response,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, and I think sadness is real, but I think, you know, when I'm doing a show in front of hundreds of people, I've got to feel really safe in order to show sadness. And sometimes maybe anger is the easier route to go down to first. But yeah, I think sadness, there's lots of emotions in there.
Looking at the programme as a whole this year, there does appear to be quite a few representations of trans performers.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see it as, I think it's just a celebration. When I saw the lineup, I was like, this is so incredible to be not the only one. I think so often throughout my like previous working career, I'm always the only one on a lineup, or I'm always the first on a lineup. And it's so nice to see Brighton Festival be like, no, this isn't how we do programming. We want to give a range of voices, because I think that means that someone can go watch one of my shows and then watch another trans person's art and be like, wow, that was a completely different narrative. And then people have that hilarious moment when they realize that we're different people. You know, I think at the moment we watch one trans person's show and we think that that's the whole trans experience and we have to speak for everyone. And it's like, what's really refreshing about being on a lineup with so many of us is I can have the freedom of just speaking for myself. You know, this isn't a show about trans people. It's a show about me who happens to be trans.
What are you looking forward to most? Is it that interaction with the Brighton audience?
Yeah, I love being in Brighton. I love going to the beach on the day. We've already scheduled in some beach time, the team. I've performed in Brighton for the last 3 years pretty regularly. It's always a really nice crowd. I'm really looking forward to that. I think the next day we're not going to get the train back to London until late in the evening. So maybe I'll go on one of the rides on the fair.
Well, enjoy your time in Brighton and good luck with Before I Step Outside, You Love Me, bracket, close bracket at the end there. And have a great time. And thanks for finding the time to talk to us on Reverb.
Thank you so much.
Travis Alabanza there talking about Before I Step Outside, You Love Me. It's at the Brighthelm Centre on Saturday at 7:30 and tickets are available from the Brighton Festival box office and they may have those £10 standby tickets available.
The Brighton Festival 2018. Radio Reverb, the only station on air with a dedicated Brighton Festival hour.